Mock and Daisy, I don't want anybody else. When I think about you, I touch my face.
The Mock and Daisy Common Sense Cast.
Common sense? And he's with his donkey. He has like all these videos. He's smoking his stogies. And he's telling us all like to stay indoors and like giving his little PSAs about how we all need to just chill. Okay, well, that's
We're
great.
All in this together, you guys.
Well, you're rich as balls. It's just that's why the celebrities need to suck it. Can I just read one of the memes that we have? Just, you know, it's in light of some of the other things that we've talked about on our podcast. Of course, our Instagram's not coming up. And I want to read this. And
wait, are we actually in our podcast?
We're in right now? This is how professional we are. We're in it.
Okay, well, then welcome to our podcast, everybody.
We're in it to win it, you guys. We're in our podcast. Welcome. Greetings and salutations.
You know who I was just like? I was like Joe Biden. Right,
yeah,
that's who
exactly.
I was like, because he's always like, are we on?
Exactly.
Is everything rolling?
It has been the craziest couple of weeks, okay? We want to talk about all sorts of other things. We want to talk about all the things. We've talked about a lot of crazy and a lot of different podcasts. We're going to cover some stuff today. But first of all, I want to just mention one thing. Mm-hmm. I noticed the press is saying how many males and females are getting the coronavirus. It's amazing how all the other 57 genders aren't getting it.
That's so weird because I thought it was 62 genders. I thought we were up to 62 genders.
Are we? Because I don't know. I don't keep count because there are two. There are two. And it's interesting how a lot of stuff.
You're racist.
It's interesting how a lot of stuff 2 weeks ago that mattered, it just simply doesn't matter right now. Like, remember how New York City, we're going to ban plastic bags.
That's right.
Do you remember how they did that? They're not banned anymore.
Really?
Yeah, because they really don't give a shit about that. They don't.
Now everything has got a little more perspective.
Yeah,
right?
It's kind of like if you look at the grocery shelves, if you can actually find anything in the grocery store this week, it's just kale.
Kale and gluten-free stuff.
Because nobody cares really about eating the kale and the gluten-free. They're all eating the junk.
Yeah.
Because what we really want to do is we want to hunker down with a bunch of toilet paper because apparently we're all going to be crapping ourselves. And we just want the junk. Like, everybody's going for the Snickers and the mac and cheese.
Yeah, remember when people were, like, eating healthy?
Yeah.
And now they're like, quinoa?
What?
No.
What's
Give me the Doritos.
What's a quinoa? Yeah, that's the thing.
I don't even know if I'm saying that right.
Yeah, like you've ever met. You were asking me, she was like, is that a pasta? Is it a rice? What is it?
Is it like a couscous?
Don't try to understand it now.
Well,
because
yeah.
You're just going to eat the mac and cheese. Anyways, this is where we're at. Everybody's losing their minds. And like we have to do a radio show every day where we talk about it ad nauseum. There's nothing else to talk about, you guys.
I mean,
There's
we are obligated in many ways to
inform and educate.
Exactly. And so we feel compelled to talk about all these stories, that many of which are extremely depressing. And that's why every now and then we have to break with a story about Kylie Jenner and how her titties were sitting so nice.
They were sitting so nice, you guys. They were. Actually did a story on that yesterday, and I'm sure people are like, why are... They probably turned the radio, the dial, just at that moment. Do people still have dials in their cars?
I think some people do.
I do. I have a Chevy. I still can turn the dial. But people turned the dial just at that right moment where we were probably talking about her tatas sitting.
Because we're not even allowed to say titties on actual radio.
Because Kylie and Kendall were fighting.
Right. They were in a fight.
It's huge news, you guys.
Huge news. Mm-hmm. And so Kylie, apparently out of boredom, I'm assuming, she posted a photo of the two of them. I don't know when it was taken. I'm assuming rather recently. But there was a photo of the two of them that they were both wearing these matching white sports bras.
From happier days.
From happier times.
It was, yeah.
And, you know, she tweeted it out. And then Kendall responded to the photo. By the way, they look gorgeous in it.
Uh-huh.
Kendall responded to the photo and said, aren't we in a fight?
Mm-hmm.
And Kylie said, yeah, but my titties were sitting so nice in this picture.
No,
how do we not talk about that?
Right? Of course we're going to talk about that. Now, to be fair,
they were
sitting really nice, one. And two, if I were in a fight with my sister, I would do the same thing. In fact, I had titties that sat pretty. I would totally do the same thing. I would be like, Angie, look at my titties.
But here's the thing. Maybe it's because we are proud members of the A-team.
Yeah.
But like, I have never once looked at a picture and thought, my titties are sitting so nice.
Yeah, I've never ever thought that either because we don't have them.
Okay, well, I didn't know if it was because of that.
I think it's because we haven't. Now, if we purchased them and we were able to have them sit pretty. Well,
if I'd spent money on them,
I would be sending pictures to you all the time. Oh my God, this picture of us, you see how pretty they're sitting? We would be doing that all day long. This is what we would be doing.
We would. Yeah. Even if they weren't sitting pretty or sitting nice, we would be like, look at our titties.
Now, listen, we spent like three minutes on that. You guys, you should be thanking us because you're not thinking about coronavirus. Especially all you straight men out there who are now thinking about titties.
Right, and how nicely they're sitting.
Exactly.
That's just one of the things that we've tried to use to distract ourselves from coronavirus, which of course is keeping everybody's mind like hyper-focused on news and nothing but news.
Yeah.
And thank God for celebrities.
Oh my God.
Who had the foresight to put together a video compilation of each of them singing a few bars of John Lennon's Imagine.
So Gal Gadot put that together, right? And I usually like her because I'm a big Wonder Woman fan.
Yeah.
I really love the Wonder Woman movie. I like the whole, she's not Marvel. I think that's DC Comics. I can't remember which one it is, but I watch both of them. I think it's DC, but I like both of those. I love the Wonder Woman movie and I like her. And so when I saw this, I was like, oh, she put it together. She's kind of like trying to make everybody feel hippy happy over all this. And so she got a bunch of celebrities to sing John Lennon's Imagine.
And it was all a cappella and really cringe.
It was horrible.
And so tone deaf because they're all singing about, imagine there's no possessions in the backyards of their sprawling mansions.
Yeah, they're giant, giant, like California, they're Malibu, like huge mansions. It's ridiculous. And so some of these people who are quarantined, right? Like even your very favorite Robbie Williams, like
I love him. You know,
you adore Robbie. She's obsessed with Robbie Williams, right? He's this guy from the UK who sings like things, and she's seen him like a gajillion times. And she's done a lap dance on it. Like she did that last year. She got a lap dance from him.
One of the best moments of my life.
On her 50th birthday, she got a lap dance from Robbie Williams. It was now she can, you know, she can perish and be happy.
For real.
For real, yeah. So anyways, Robbie Williams, she loves him. But Robbie Williams is this like really uber rich, you know, singer. And he has this, he also has a sprawling mansion.
Several.
But he was in Australia and he came back from Australia and obviously had a quarantine from his family. Well, they are videotaping, or he has videotapes, his wife has a video of him being quarantined. Well, when celebrities quarantine, they have like separate homes in their homes to quarantine.
I mean, he's got a whole wing, right? I mean, like a giant wing with a beautiful back porch and sprawling, gorgeous backyard. Yeah. It's like in Malibu.
They got like, I mean, they live in resorts. They don't live in homes. They don't live in actual homes like we live in, normal people live in. They live in resorts. They have like pools. They have like gyms. They have saunas. They have, I mean, they are on vacation for crying out loud in their homes as they're, quote, quarantining. Like you saw Arnold Schwarzenegger, who's in his house and he's with his donkey and his like little dog. And he has all these, I swear, he has like all these videos. He's smoking his stogies and he's telling us all like to stay indoors and like giving his little PSAs about how we all need to just chill during this time. Okay, well, that's
great. We're all in this together, you guys.
Well, you're rich as balls. And you don't have to worry about money and you don't have to worry about any of these things. And you don't have like a bunch of kids running around. You're not worrying about where your next meal is going to come from. And, you know, all the rest of us, some of us are parents. Mm-hmm. Some of us, you know, don't have a separate wing of the house to go to. And, you know, some of us are maybe getting sick of our families. Thanks to Acre Gold for sponsoring this episode.
Given a lot of uncertainty with the markets lately, we wanted to make you aware of something really timely. Introducing Acre, the new subscription platform for gold. Acre lets you make small monthly payments and then sends gold straight to your doorstep every few months.
Don't break the bank. Start buying gold for just $50 per month and watch your gold grow. Acre will keep you updated on your gold stash as you make progress. Once your gold stash reaches the price of a 2.5 gram Acre gold bar, they will discreetly ship ship you your gold. Easy, safe, secure.
For more information, go to getacregold.com/mockanddaisy or by clicking the link in our show notes and start your Acre Gold subscription today. Make sure you go to that URL because Acre is giving away a gold bar for the month of March. To win, listeners can tweet why they should win and mention @get_acre to win the free gold.
For details, go to getacregold.com/mockanddaisy. Look for the link in our listener notes.
Yeah, that's exactly right.
There's that.
Which leads me to a story about another aspect of this whole thing that everybody's dealing with, but particularly parents, because parents are now not only, you know, stressed out about how this affects their family members, but parents also have to figure out how do we keep our kids occupied and not stir crazy and still learning something and all of those things.
Yeah, because the e-learning only lasts until, like with my kid, the e-learning is only lasting until like 11:30 in the morning or noon.
Exactly.
And then in the afternoon, you got to find stuff for them to do. So we have now, working parents have taken on the role of, now I got to educate my kid. I got to entertain my kid. I got to do all, so I got a job plus I'm teaching now.
Yeah. Yeah. And you're the home entertainer.
Yeah.
And I feel, you know, like in a lot of people's cases. Now, look, I've got a kid who's pretty self-sufficient, but I know a lot of parents have those kids that do the Stewie thing, right? When they're like, mom, mommy, mom, hey, ma.
That's mine.
And it's constant.
I got a 10-year-old. She's kind of like that when she's home because she's very social. And she's like, okay, now what? What can I do now? Mm-hmm. What can we do? Let's go do something. And I'm like, oh, my God. Which, listen, I love it. I love the closeness of it. I love it. But you got to find stuff in that. She wants to be doing stuff all the time. She's like me.
Yeah.
You know how I am.
Yeah, you cannot relax.
You're good at being lazy.
I am the best.
She's really good at it, y'all. And I am not that way. I have to have a project. So this whole quarantine thing kind of drives me crazy because I got to be doing stuff. And if I run out of closets to clean, there's going to be hell.
Come clean mine.
It's going to be out of control. Yeah. Anyway, so you have a story.
Well, okay. So because another aspect of this whole thing, and we've talked about this in our Facebook Lives, where now everybody's so hyper aware of this virus that even if you have just a sniffle or like a tickle in your throat, you're convinced you're dying.
Yeah, I've been doing that all day today. I have allergies. Right. And I'm like convinced I have corona.
You're for sure dying. Mm-hmm. And if you are out and about, I mean, granted, none of us are really doing that to the same extent anymore. But if you are out and about and you see somebody cough or you hear somebody cough, you're like immediately shaming them in your mind.
Yeah.
Right? Like, how dare you be out in the world?
What is wrong with you?
When probably they just have a sniffle. Like, yeah. It's fine. But this is what's happening is that we automatically have this, like, you know, our guard is up, right, about all of this stuff. And our guard is also up when we're seeing people break the rules that the government has now established for all of us, which is the social distancing thing. Right?
Yeah, and that's another thing. The government is establishing these rules. I get the burr on my back goes up when I hear that.
Yeah.
Because it's like, this is America, man. Okay. It's like I can only.
But I mean, we're following
the rules, but there's got to be an end point. It's just where I'm at with that. But anyways,
but voluntarily, we all are trying to do the right thing.
We are,
which is to keep us a healthy distance.
Now, when
you have kids, it's very difficult to explain the gravity of the situation and really get through to them. Because I remember being a teenager and a young person thinking that you're invincible.
You totally do.
You can't help it. It's how your brain operates when you're that age,
especially a teenager. Especially like when they're 10, it's impossible to explain this. You just have to keep them busy. When they're teenagers like your son,
they're king of the world.
Without question.
There's no getting through to them about this kind of stuff.
Nothing can touch them.
But because we have active kids, we have kids who are normally involved in sports. Mm-hmm. Last week, before things got really bad, one of my fellow lacrosse moms sent a group text to four of us lacrosse moms. And she said, listen, I'm taking my kid to the soccer fields up at the high school to play some lacrosse, to just shoot some balls at the goal, whatever. If you guys want to have your kids join, I have explained what the rules are. There's to be 6 feet in between our kids at all times. This is not going to be like contact dodging and, you know, shoving into each other. It's only, you know, passing and shooting the ball and that's it. It's basically a game of catch from far away. Mm-hmm. So if you can explain that to your kids too, let's do this. Let's get them out of our hair for a couple hours
and give
out
them
into the sunshine.
And some exercise. It's really good. Yeah.
Exactly. So, you know, I struggled with that decision. I was like, do I do this? Do I allow him to do this? Can I trust him? Can I trust the other kids? Right? So I talked to my husband. He's like, yes, but tell him to wear a helmet and let's let's just really, really drill into him this whole idea of social distancing and how important it is. I do that. I mean, I lectured him all the way there. And I knew that we were going to leave him there for a couple hours, wait for a text, right, that says, I'm ready to come home, come get me. All the moms were waiting. Well, I decided instead of waiting, I would go and watch about 2 hours in.
Yeah.
I go and pull up my car where they can't necessarily notice me.
Which is like the end of the time. You're thinking, okay, I can just kind of snoop a little bit.
I can just
and see.
Snoop a little bit.
I can mom snoop.
My kid is not wearing a helmet.
Oh, damn.
So that was the first thing that pissed me off.
Oh.
The second thing that pissed me off is that they were all totally running into each other and completely not listening to a damn word we said.
Bodies flinging.
Oh, and then one of the kids hugged another one, and the kid that he hugged, this is the son of a physician, son of a doctor. So like the last person you would want to have hugged.
Yeah.
That kid.
Because he comes into contact with a lot of people. So you're thinking, oh my God. So at this point, you have hit your boiling rage point. Yeah.
So I get out of the car and I scream at my kid. We're going home. Of course, he gives me all the eye rolls.
Oh my God, mom. Oh my God. What is your problem? You're like the worst mom ever. What's your problem?
For real.
This is what happened.
He was so mad. Yeah. But the second he got in the car, I was like, I told you exactly what you need to do. I told you need to wear a helmet. I told you need to stay away from people. You did none of those things. Therefore, I hope this was worth it because this is the last time. You're not doing this again.
You're done.
Period. Mm-hmm. And so, you know, that sucks because then I feel like I need to offer him a little bit of grace because he is that age where he doesn't understand. He can't really truly get the gravity of this.
But at the same time, I also need to rip him a new butthole. Like, this is what you do as a mom, right?
Right.
This is what you do.
And I'm also like hovering on that line where I want to scare him shitless, but I also don't want to scare him.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
I know, because this is a weird time. Because I feel that we feel the same way too. It's like, I'm constantly looking at my 10-year-old. I'm like, okay, have you washed your hands? Have you done this? And it's like, I'm afraid that in like 2 years, she's going to have this neurosis in her head about washing her. She's going to become that kid that is like a germaphobe.
Right.
Because of all of the stuff that has happened. And I don't want her to become that.
That's
either.
The thing. And so it's this really
it's a fine
weird
line.
Place
it
to
is.
Be right now, mm-hmm. right? Where you want them to be scared and to do the right, scared enough to do the right thing, but not so scared that they're like, you know,
that
damaged.
They, yeah, exactly.
So
exactly.
This is where we are. So I get mm-hmm. him home, right? Well, then I get a note from a few hours later, I get a text from one of the moms who has noticed that there has been a post made to Nextdoor. That
oh
app
my God!
Of some busybody.
Okay, so everybody knows what Nextdoor is. Nextdoor is like the neighborhood app,
right?
Right. It's like neighborhoods have these. It's a big app, but neighborhoods get on and they basically just chit chat about what's happening in the neighborhood.
Or they ask for recommendations, or they say, "I need a dog sitter," mm-hmm. or whatever.
Or,
I mean, it's very handy.
Or a dog is missing. I see this dog. Is this anybody's dog or whatever? Or hey, in case of my neighborhood, because I live out in the country, this donkey is running loose. There is a cow running down. Is anybody's cow missing? Because that's how it rolls in my neighborhood.
It's a little bit different in my neighborhood.
A little bit, yeah.
Out in the suburbs.
Yeah.
But in any
totally
case,
different.
There was a woman who just happened to be taking a walk on the grounds of the high school, at which time she saw not just my boy and his friends playing lacrosse, but also some high school kids playing soccer, mm-hmm. right? So there were several people on this field playing and getting exercise and doing whatever. So she decides that she needs to make a post about this.
Oh, my God.
And she made sure to say that she was walking her dog and that she was all alone, but she was just absolutely mortified to see these boys completely disregarding all of the rules about social distancing, and how dare their parents send them off and be this irresponsible. And she was just totally bitchy about it, right?
And very judgy.
Very, very,
very judgy.
Judgy
without knowing who the parents are, what the parents have said to the kids, what you did. She has no idea what the situation was, and she made that judgment, and she's like, I'm gonna go out and I'm gonna talk about it on
Nextdoor.
God. Yeah, and this is the thing. Okay, so I'm sure then a lot of that, what you said was that a lot of the moms went out and they found out that this woman has no kids of her own.
Nope. No kids.
So typical.
Right?
So typical.
Oh my God.
Yeah, because I mean, she's never mothered. She has no idea what this is like. Yeah. Don't do that.
Don't do that. And it's the same thing. It's about offering a little bit of grace right now, because it's what I tried to do with my kid after the fact, after I scared him, mm-hmm. I scared the bejesus out of him. And then I was like, listen, I know this is scary and it's hard for all of us, you know, and you try to calm him down, right? But I also felt like I wanted to extend that same sort of grace to the other kids, to the moms who all arranged it and who thought they could trust their kids too.
Exactly.
Everybody is doing their best right now.
Exactly.
And that I just felt like, why would you go and take the time to go
everybody's
on
doing,
next door?
Everybody's doing their best except for the media.
Well, fair.
which is where we're getting all this information, where everybody's freaking out and losing their minds and panicking. That's why, you know, and we really are.
And a lot of it, and what was the example that you saw the other day of, God, I can't remember exactly what the subject was, but you saw a headline, which you were like, oh my God, you clicked on it right away.
It was the 21-year-old. There was a 21-year-old soccer coach. And I was like, oh my God, because, you know, I'm looking at, because I used to work in pharma and I used to be a medical writer. So I'm a big data girl. I have to see the data. I'm very much into data. And so when, you know, they're talking about the death rate and things like that, I'm very much into, okay, well, I want to see how many people get tested before I want to see that death rate drop once I start seeing people get tested. And I know that that will start to happen. I know in my heart that I feel that that will really happen once I start seeing more people get tested. So I'm watching. And I'm trying to see different stories about people who have died from this, who they are, comorbidities, things like that. I look for that. Well, I saw a story about this young gentleman. He was 21 and he was a soccer coach. And the headline said, young soccer coach, dies of this virus, right? Of coronavirus. And in the picture of him, he's this beautiful, handsome, strapping, healthy looking kid. And I'm like, oh my God. So that freaked me out. Of course I click on it, yeah. Right? Because that's what they want you to do, because it's absolute clickbait. I click on it. I read the entire article. And it's not until the very last, not even the last paragraph, the last sentence of this entire article, it says that they found out that he had leukemia. Well, that is a freaking comorbidity.
Seems like an important detail.
Yeah, it's an important detail because that is obviously the reason. That is the reason, or it's a major part of the reason why this young man died. And so that was a big part of the story. Mm-hmm. And they left that part of the story out. And this is what the media is doing with a lot of these cases. They're not telling you why, or in addition why, like what some of the comorbidities are. And so they're scaring people.
Yeah.
And listen, people should be heightened, like their sense of awareness should be heightened. People should be a little bit on edge, and they should be taking extra precautions. They should be doing all the right things. But man, there's a sense of panic out there. And
that's so dirty.
Yeah.
Right? Like, to me, that's just such a, like, well, we got to make money and get people to click on this.
Right?
At all costs.
Exactly.
Forget about the panic that the nation is already in, that the world is in. Mm-hmm. Right? Let's make it worse.
Yeah.
By some kind of irresponsible headline.
It's
like
the
that.
Whole never waste a crisis thing.
That's
nauseating. Don't do that. Don't do that. So I will click on an article.
Yeah.
That's gross. It is. It's gross. And it's irresponsible. It's irresponsible to the actual data, which is, you know,
was a key part of the data that they left out.
It really was. So that was gross. And that's when I started going, all right, I can't trust everything that I'm reading. So I'm just not going to trust anything until I start really deciphering what all this data means. Mm-hmm. And I have to do that on my own. I can't depend on them to do it for me. So I got to do it on my own. And people should really take heed of that.
Well, and it's like, you know, what happened today with all this coronavirus. Now there's a lot of talk about potential new treatments for it. Right. Mm-hmm. And so what is it?
Chloroquine.
Chloroquine and hydrochloroquine.
Uh-huh.
So these are the two main drugs.
Malaria drug. Yeah,
the anti-malaria drugs. So there's been a lot of press around these being tested and tried and some effectiveness. And so because President Trump has been very vocal about these in his daily pressers, and he's giving updates about where we are in the testing and so on. So those drugs are getting a lot of mention. And then there was the story about the 60-year-old couple in Arizona who decided that they found a bottle of fish tank cleaner that had the word chloroquine on it. It also had the word phosphate right after it. In mm-hmm. other words, it was chloroquine phosphate.
It's a completely different substance.
Totally different compound than chloroquine or hydrochloroquine.
Yeah.
Very, very different.
Mm-hmm.
I I feel like they should have maybe known that based on the fact that it was fish tank cleaner.
Yeah.
But I'm extending grace, right? I'm in an extending grace kind of mood right now.
She's doing that today just for this podcast.
I'm doing that as much as I can. Uh-huh. So the guy, they both ate it. The guy dies. The wife is in critical condition. You see a headline just before we started this podcast today about how she is blaming the president for miscommunicating.
And then earlier today, we saw one from Axios.
Axios is supposed to be a reputable media outlet.
Supposed to be, yeah.
Their headline about the story, and in fact, their entire story initially had nothing to do with fish tank cleaner. Mm-hmm. And it simply said, President Trump has been promoting chloroquine phosphate, and so this couple took it, and now one of them's dead.
Yeah, and he did no such thing.
He's never promoted that.
It was a completely different substance, and so that was an absolute lie.
Total lie.
And so they ended up having to take that headline down because people were calling him out, including us.
Yeah. And so what's going to happen now with the testing of actual chloroquine and hydrochloroquine, which are supposed to be used? Now there's going to be people out there who just see that headline and they're going to be like, oh my God, I don't want to try that. They could be dying of coronavirus and they're going to refuse that kind of treatment
because
which could help them.
Because of these people and because of the headlines, because of the absolute, just the dishonest, I don't even want to say journalism because that's not what it is, because these people aren't journalists anymore.
It's just, it's vile.
Yeah.
It's crazy.
It's crazy. So, you know, people just need to make sure that they know what they're reading, and they need to read the actual articles, get past the headlines, because Lord knows.
Get to the very end of it.
Yeah, you may get to the last sentence, because damn. Yeah. I learned quick on that one.
So, I mean, it's a crazy time right now.
It really is.
Everyone just needs to take a breath and extend grace to others.
Exactly. And do it in your home as well, because we're doing the best we can as parents. Listen, we have now, as parents, we're not just, you know, working moms and dads. Now we are teachers. We are janitors. We are doing, we're principals. We're administrators. We're doing a lot of crap that we didn't
do. We're guidance counselors.
Exactly. We're doing all that. It's like, what was the thing I saw the other day? Now it's like, ooh, prayer and spanking are back in schools. It's like all that stuff that they took out, we can bring God right back into the schools.
Yeah.
Isn't that interesting? But it's true. I mean, we are doing a lot of things that we weren't doing 2 weeks ago. And we're, as parents, especially working parents, you know, that have jobs and we're still juggling those jobs, we have a lot more roles. And then God bless the parents that don't have jobs now, that have lost their jobs. I can't even imagine what they're going through. I mean, we just feel blessed every day that we are still working.
Yeah.
Right. And then we're taking on all those extra responsibilities. I am praying every day for those people who have lost their jobs.
Right.
You know, the hairdressers, the salon owners, the boutique owners, the restaurant owners, the people who like have been told you can't have those jobs anymore. You can't work anymore. Mm-hmm. The waitresses, the people, you know, all those people.
There's so many people that have been impacted.
I can name like 1,000 people that have been told you are not allowed to have that job anymore. And they have kids that are expecting to be fed and they're expecting the same things that our kids are expecting every day. To have guidance counselors and mom and dad to teach them things.
And they have the added stress of not having a secure income right now.
I can't
it's like too much for me to even
contemplate. I know, right? So I just can't even imagine. It's just a crazy time right now. So like you say, grace.
Yes.
Everybody needs some grace. It's just, that's why the celebrities need to suck it.
Can I just read this review really fast?
Yes.
Because
we probably need to sing it.
So
I think we can sing this one, you guys.
People have been so lovely to us. We've asked you to submit reviews on the Apple Podcast or the iTunes podcast platform, and you've done that. And this one was hilarious.
It's
from Matt SRWV, and it says, Mock and Daisy, I don't want anybody else. When I think about you, I touch my face.
Do you guys even know what that is? It's the Divinals.
It's the Divinals. And, you know, we have been saying, as much as we can remember, in our Facebook Lives.
Don't touch your face.
Don't touch your face.
I've probably touched my face 50 times during
this
podcast.
This podcast.
Yeah.
I know. I constantly touch
my
face.
Sorry, guys. I can't help it.
We also got a message from Pocket Frog Person, which I love that name.
It's fantastic.
And they admit in the subject line that they are a hoarder, they say. I hoard on an ongoing basis.
Uh-oh.
I have 6 to 12 packs of toilet paper and plenty of wipes and Lysol, but I have built that up over the course of time. Do you still hate me?
No. I don't. It's kind of like my mom. She is a single woman living by herself, And she told me the other day on the phone, because I always check in on her, because, you know, she's obviously, she's elderly. She'll get mad at me when I say that. But she's elderly. She lives by herself. And so she's quarantining. And I'm like, how you doing? And she's like, you know, I feel kind of, I shop at Costco because it's cheaper.
Yeah.
She's like, so I have a crap load of toilet paper.
That's good.
Just because I do. You know, it's just, I had it because that's how I shop. So she's like one of those that has like a gallon of ketchup. You know, there's no reason for
it. But that's not hoarding. That's buying like a supply at the time that you need it.
That's just being weird.
Well, I mean,
it's a little weird.
It's a little weird for one person to have 10 gallons of ketchup.
It's a little weird. She's one of those kind of shoppers that just shops at Costco.
But I'm talking about the people that load up their carts.
Yeah, don't do that.
Don't be that person.
Don't be that person.
And don't buy all the hand sanitizer, mm-hmm. right? Like, leave some for the people that you don't want to get infected by.
Yeah, especially because, you know, you got people like the people on the front lines, like the nurses and the doctors who are leaving like a 48-hour shift.
Yeah.
And they just want to go get some toilet paper.
That's it.
Can you imagine how they feel?
They just want to be able to crap in their house, you guys.
Right?
That's all they want to do.
So let them do that.
For crying out loud.
Mm-hmm.
We are very, very hopeful that when we come back from spring break, we'll have something other than coronavirus to talk about in our next podcast.
Maybe we'll talk about the Jenner's tatas again.
Sitting up nice.
Sitting up pretty.
But in the meantime, you could always binge listen to all of our previous podcasts if you haven't already subscribed to mm-hmm. the Mock and Daisy Common Sense cast. Tell all your friends. Make sure to also subscribe. Leave a review. Leave a comment. That is super, super helpful for us. And then you can check out our regular radio show Mondays through Fridays, 9 to 11 Eastern Time on WIBC.com. Mm-hmm.
Our website at chicksontheright.com. Our Facebook page. We have a Facebook group. We have an Instagram page at Chicks on Right, Twitter at Chicks on Right, which is the 13th circle of hell. And I think we've covered all the bases.
I think we have. Yeah. Everybody hang in there. Extend grace.
We will talk to y'all in probably like a week or two.
That's right.
All right.
Bye.
Bye.
All right.
Okay.
So
we're talking about everybody's suckage.
The suckage of people and coronavirus.
God, people suck. God. Everybody sucks this week.
Everybody sucks so hard, except for you guys. You guys don't suck.
I know.